thing is we're still in an orange wind alert, so like wind and weather conditions are still quite poor in large parts of the county and across the country. But again, when it comes down to traffic, all the national routes are heavily impacted. Well, maybe least the N4, but the N16, 17, 15, you know, 59 are all heavily impacted with trees down, as well as all the secondary routes, you know, so we're getting a very limited, I suppose, response on how much damage has been done, because even with comms down in that as well across the county, it's been very hard to get information back in. So look, driving conditions are, like, our recommendation at this stage would still be not to travel, because it's just too dangerous out there at the minute.
And in terms of sending your own teams out this afternoon, Jim, is it too dangerous for them to go out during this orange weather warning and, as you mentioned, such changeable weather right across Sligo this lunchtime?
Well, we're currently doing an analysis and a risk assessment of what time we believe crews could be let out at, and we're reporting in from our different areas. Currently, they're not out, and they won't be out before 1 o'clock at the earliest, if out at all. And even with that, we'll be liaising with our colleagues in the fire service and the HSE ambulance service to prioritise routes that we are going to focus on. So the vast majority of routes we won't get anywhere near today at all, if at all. And even at that, we will be finishing up at 5 o'clock, because we're going into the dark and a lot of the trees that are down, there'll be cables under them, and it's not safe because we need ESB crews out as well with us. So it will be quite treacherous. And I think later on there is a possibility of frost going into the night, and we won't be able to get our gritting crews out if there is that frost either. So, look, on them basis, like, we'd really advise people not to go out onto the roads at all.